step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Arizona, and time for the Everything Home Talk Radio. Our first show of 2021 live studio audience is excited to start the year off with a bang, and they're finally awake in more ways than one. Today's topics: personal branding, financial tips, YouTube tricks, wealth building, and patriots holding our elected accountable, delivered by our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, Marina Bizenhova, personal branding for leaders, Gary Stringer, comprehensive life and financial planning, Jim Bordeaux, YouTube expert, Paul Vaughn, wealth building made easy, and Shelby Bush, patriotism is alive in 2021, and it's louder than ever, people. This is our first live show of 2021, and I want to thank everyone who's been listening to our episodes over the holidays. The numbers have been off the charts. This past year, we've introduced you to 75 experts providing amazing tips and takeaways to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. So if you're looking for some motivation, inspiration, valuable information mixed with a little bit of entertainment, please go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Partners and Patriots tab to meet our partners, see the topics, and listen to the shows. Let's all wake up and get 2021 a-rockin'. Everything Home is a talk radio show, podcast, and patriotic purpose-driven resource platform. It's a transformational show and platform about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness, delivered by good people doing good business and good things. We got five of them today. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more info on today's guests and everything you need to grow your business and enhance the quality of your life and make a difference. Bookmark it. Make it your new home page. And start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. The quote of the day is here: a little patriotism and just the perfect reminder on a day like today. Brought to you by the great President Ronald Reagan. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day, we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Just gave me chills. This is our live segment, Purpose Driven Partners. We're going live every Wednesday and Friday from 12 to 1 Mountain Time with experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people, to share their stories, passions, and provide real-life tangible takeaways. We've made it easy to find the messages that matter from the people that you need to know about, good people doing good business and good things.
Everything's home.
Today's topics: personal branding, financial tips, YouTube tricks, wealth building, patriots holding our elected accountable. Before we begin and bring on our guests, just want to let you know that we have our free monthly giveaway. Each month, all you have to do is rate, review, and subscribe to our show on your favorite listening platform, and we're on 14 of them. Or like, comment, and share our posts on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter on the days that we're not being censored, which happened, Monday, Tuesday, and today. Just a couple clicks and a little typing. And you get one entry to win our monthly prize this month. It's a $50 gift card to Amazon. To keep it simple, just go to the website everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and click the rate and review graphic at the top of the page. And while you're at it, all the tabs and subscribe to the show are there too. We're at 12:05. I am on schedule. Got another minute here. So just wanted to let you know that at the end of the year in the last show, I did mention that I turned off the mainstream media, which is mostly lies, people, and I'm not exaggerating. Did that deep dive listening to all of our must-listen-to podcast partners, which there is that tab under the Partners and Patriots tab. And since Arizona is one of the king of the fraud capitals, and we've got probably the most politicians that are corrupt, love to do nothing, and are lazy. Oh, yeah, they are. I created multiple websites and put them under the Election Fraud Facts tab on our website. It is all the contact information for the Arizona state and federal elected officials, state and federal officials for every state, what you need to do, petitions, fraud facts, videos, tweets, documents, and the patriotic media sources that are going to tell you the truth on who to follow and so much more. Just wanted you to keep in mind that most politicians are corrupt, they have their own agendas, and they don't care about us, the citizens that pay their bills. It's not about Democrats or Republicans, everybody. It's about the fundamentals and foundation of our great country, our liberty, and our freedom. It's time we take back our lives, our rights, and stand up to the system. Please go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Election Fraud tab, and check it out. Remember to call, email, tweet the elected officials, fill out those petitions, make some noise, and let them know that they work for you, everybody. It's your money. You paying them to do nothing but do bad things, make millions of dollars. That's the way it's supposed to be. Now it's time to bring on the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Up in today's topics, we've got personal branding, financial tips, YouTube tricks, wealth building, patriots holding our elected accountable, betting off. Number one is Maria Bizhanova. She's the co-founder of A Brand of a Leader, a personal branding agency for entrepreneurs and executives, and host of the LinkedIn Live show, Voice of a Leader. Audience, if you're paying attention, how about a round of applause? Miss Marina, how did I butcher your last name? Pretty bad.
Quite poorly, but you made up for it with your incredible energy. I've been sitting here and laughing and having a great time for the last 7 minutes.
Well, good. See, I got you all woke up and you're ready to go and energized. And so how do you say your last name?
It is Bizhanova.
Oh, there's no way I would have been able to throw in that accent, Bizhanova, now that I know.
No, it's not close at all. But I have to tell you, you know, when you were talking about corrupt politicians, I was born in the Soviet Union, right? I grew up in post-Soviet Ukraine. I all of a sudden realized we should be talking about that and not personal branding.
Well, you could share a little bit about that before you jump into personal branding. And keep in mind, since you're a partner now, you're coming on every month, so you can give us a little douse of reality of what it's like to live in those countries. So maybe we could shake the heck out of some of these people who don't realize all the wonderful benefits they have by living in the great United States.
I have to say, we're living a little bit of that reality right now, you know, with everything that's happening, everything that the governments are doing during the pandemic and how they're handling the pandemic. I am having quite intense flashbacks of life in the Soviet Union and growing up in this type of a police state. So we're getting a bit of that experience now.
And then you're in Canada. So you're President, Prime Minister, he's nuts. He's out of control. And I've just seen some videos where they're going into people's houses and arresting them because they, you know, forgot to cross a T. I'm like, what the hell is going on, man? You know?
It's happening. And, you know, we're waiting right now on a provincial level for an address, a press conference, and it's getting postponed and postponed just so that we can sit here on pins and needles. But we're waiting to see how much more of a lockdown we will be experiencing. We've been hearing that we might be getting a curfew. So we're waiting. Who knows? The government shall decide. And that was my childhood growing up. You know, the government shall decide. It's unpredictable. Anything could happen. And you kind of just sit there and wait.
Yeah, and that's not the way it's supposed to be. You know, the order, the hierarchy is God, and then the people, then the government. For some reason, we've allowed it to flip. But yet we pay their bills. So I'm not quite sure how we allowed that to happen. We weren't paying attention. We must have been just playing around on social media, and we let the wolves devour the hen house, and we're surprised. But that's all right. We're taking it back, baby. We're taking it back. All right, let's jump into some personal branding because I want to get you some time in there. But like I said, you're coming back next month, so if we don't get to today, we will finish up in the next segment. So tell us a little bit of you real quick, and then let's jump into personal branding because it's so important, and it's really a lot what our whole platform's about.
So as I mentioned, I was born in the Soviet Union. I grew up in post-Soviet Ukraine. My family came to Canada when I was 16. It was my first time on a plane. And so I remember it so vividly. I still remember sitting there staring out of the, you know, plane window and just seeing clouds under the plane and thinking, this is surreal. This is unbelievable. Came to Montreal, Canada, really excited. I went to McGill University, which is the best school in Canada. Thought, you know what, I'm going to graduate, I'm going to find an amazing job, and then I didn't. And then I learned that, you know, your network is your net worth. And I realized I was pretty damn poor because I didn't have a network all of a sudden as an immigrant. And so many years of trying to fit in, many years of trying to carve out my own path, became an entrepreneur, started a headhunting firm, which also expanded into an HR services firm. And, you know, when the pandemic hit, I started losing it all, started losing my business, started losing my team, had to shut down my office, you know, a lot of sleepless nights, a lot of tears, a lot of internal and sometimes external drama. And then, Michelle, I realized that as I thought I was losing it all professionally, I realized that my corporate brand was sinking, but I inadvertently had built a personal brand and I still had my network and community that could lift me up out of, you know, everything that was happening. That was the beginning of my really big focus on personal branding, which led to the birth of Brand of a Leader, my personal branding agency.
That's a great story. It's like, even though you're in Canada, it's like an American dream story. So congratulations on that, young lady. You've done well for yourself.
Thank you very much. It's a pandemic business, pandemic-born business, but going amazing because there's been so much interest in the topic of personal branding, and it's still a very fluffy, under-researched concept, so a lot of opportunity to bring value to this area of interest.
So how about some tips for the audience on how they could develop their personal branding or what they need to do to think about really who they are and how to portray that into their business?
So I'll give you three short and simple tips. You know, a lot of people are coming to me these days saying, I want to build a personal brand. A lot of people saying to themselves, I want to build a personal brand. The question is why? The question is why? I don't believe that a personal brand is a must-have for everyone. And I don't think that everybody can build a personal brand. That's a controversial topic there. We could unpack it in the future. But ask yourself why, whether you really need one. Step two, before you start doing anything, you know, you hear a lot of people saying, you know, you want to build a personal brand, go start creating content, you know, post something on LinkedIn. That will be day one of your personal brand building. That's a misconception. That's not true. That's not building a personal brand. That's building a network. network and scaling your reach, a personal brand starts with introspection. What makes you unique? What makes you interesting? What makes you compelling? Why should people care about you? Because if people won't care about you, there won't be a brand. So introspection number two. And then I would say don't do anything that doesn't feel authentic. You know, if everybody's saying do podcasts and you suck at podcasts, don't do podcasts. Right. If everybody says, you know, do video. Video is everything these days. You know, do LinkedIn video. It's so hot. It is so hot. But if you're not that hot doing video, I don't mean if you don't look hot. I mean if you're not so good at it, don't do it. It has to feel authentic. There are very many different ways of building a strong brand and scaling its reach.
Yeah, and it's got to fit your personality too. You know, for me, the reason I don't, I haven't implemented video is because get ready, you know, it's like an hour. So I said, wait a second, I'm going to lose a whole hour just so I could go and do a 10 or 15 minute video. Or if I go on, you know, it's a lot of extra work. So I don't know if you want to call that lazy. I'm just trying to be, you know, time management more so. But you're going, real quick though, why don't you mention your live LinkedIn show that you're doing so people can tune into that?
Of a leader LinkedIn live show. If you just punch it into LinkedIn, you will find it. You'll be able to follow it. I interview thought leaders from around the globe. I was interviewing a mind reader today, a couple of hours ago. That was really interesting. It's an actual mind reader, a mentalist. So guest authors, published authors, global speakers from everywhere in the world. And it is a bi-weekly show. We go live. You're able to sign up and then you get notifications when we go live and you're able to participate. Of course, ask questions and feel that you're part of action.
All right. And what's the best way for people to find you?
I live on LinkedIn, for better or for worse. And, you know, the name that I was so embarrassed to have when I first came to Canada now serves me well. There is nobody with this name, Marina Bajanova, on the World Wide Web, except for me. So if you're able to grab the name from the description of the show, copy-paste it into LinkedIn, I will always respond to every single message. And my website is www.brandofaleader.com.
Wonderful. Well, Marina, it's been a pleasure getting to know you. I'm excited to have you back on the show. Marina Bajanova.
You got so much closer already. This is incredible.
This is baby steps. I'm learning. It doesn't take much, you know.
You're an excellent learner.
You should see how I spelt it to try to do the phonetic version. So, Marina, thanks for coming on the show. The information's awesome. Make sure people tune into her live LinkedIn show. And, of course, all of her information is on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, so you can't say you can't find her. We're making it easy. So, Marina, make sure that you book your show for February so that you get on the book, and we will talk to you then. Thanks for being a great partner.
Looking forward to it. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you're awesome. Thank you so much. All right, we are at 12:17. And just before, all right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to skip over because I'm running a little behind schedule. And I said I was going to stay on track this year because problem is these guests come on and they've got great things to share. And it's a little bit hard to keep it in those 7 minutes. So let's jump into the next guest. All right, next up, batting second today, Mr. Gary Stringer. He's the CEO of Bridgelight Capital Real Estate and Insurance, a comprehensive boutique. It's very fancy. Boutique financial planning and wealth management firm. Audience, give him a round of applause. Gary is one of our local peeps, and he's also the husband of Renee Stringer, who is our real estate guru over at DLT. So how are you today, Gary?
I'm really good, Michelle. How are you doing?
I am good. I am energized up, and I actually put the little heater on, and I put the heat on the house. I just dread doing that. I feel like such a wimp and a wuss when I actually turn the heat on because, you know, Arizona, it's 140 usually, but I did it. So I don't know. Have you turned your heat on yet? I just did it two days for seconds.
Well, we have. And
okay.
I feel a little guilty doing that too, I guess, or it goes against everything, you know, in me as far as living here in this desert to turn the heat on since we live on the AC most of the time.
Yeah. And, you know, that's that dreaded click in the summer when you hear it, you go, oh, God, the bill. Oh, God. I hate that click. It's almost become as dreaded as going to the mailbox because nothing in that is any good unless it comes to the front door. So let's give us a little rundown on you, Bridgelight Capital, and then let's get some financial tips so people can kind of get their affairs in order for 2021. Sure.
Well, what a good time to be doing that as well. You know, I hear you trying to stay on track this new year, and this is the time to kind of renew all of those different goal sets and aspirations that we all have each year. But Bridgelight Capital has been in the making, I guess, for the 27 and a half years that I've been in this business. And it is, as you mentioned, a comprehensive wealth management firm. It's an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. And we handle private client money. They come to us as prospects, and we go through the process of identifying their risk and their objectives and the needs that they have for their financial security and their retirement. And then we develop a plan for them and execute it and monitor it along the way to make sure that we're hitting our goals. And so comprehensive reviews on an annualized basis. So that's really what Bridgelight is all about, an independent registered investment advisory firm. So we're not beholden to any bank or credit union or brokerage firm. We are fully independent, so we analyze the client's needs and objectives and discover their risk tolerances prior to making any of those decisions.
And let's just say that somebody is not, they think they have to be very wealthy. Even somebody with a 401k that has some substance in it, which a lot of people that work for corporations or even some smaller businesses do. So they're potential clients, right? They don't have to have a long asset list of items in order to really get the right advice.
That is correct. And that's actually one of the things that I wanted to focus on, but a couple of different things as you're getting started, or whether that's getting started as a young investor that hasn't yet built up any assets, or whether you're getting started to really plan for retirement and figure out how to allocate those 401k assets, or what you're going to do after you separate from service from that organization so that you can roll over those 401ks or qualified plans into your own RIA is the firm, IRA, the individual retirement account, and what you do for that. So I wanted to address that really quick. If you're a young investor, you know, there's all these different applications that are out there for your Droid or your iOS or your PCs or any type of robo advisory platforms that offer the opportunity to invest even as little as the change that you round up from different purchases that you may make on your debit card to what is now fantastic that you can purchase into fractional shares. So for a lower dollar amount, you can own those more expensive companies like a Google, for example. And we weren't able to do that. So the young investor has a lot of different opportunities from a technological standpoint to really, really start to tuck some money away. And one of the things that we really believe in is that it's time in the market, not timing of the market. So the more you can invest on a regular basis, the greater that financial reward will be in the end, and the bigger the bucket will be. And then if you're in your later years and you're finding that all of this time that you have been spending investing on your own and you're looking for some advice and want to seek out an advisor, you know, that's a really super important decision to make. So you really want to start to look for somebody, first of all, that you like, that you're compatible with, that shares some of the similar interests. You need to make sure that they have the tools to provide for any of your needs and objectives, which would include any of those financial planning tools and any of the risk management tools, and obviously the investing platform and how we go about that. So technology in our business has certainly been a huge part of bringing, you know, Wall Street to Main Street, and that's really what we've tried to focus on as a registered investment advisory firm is leveraging the technology that we have available to us in today's society, which is really exponentially growing, to be able to provide those institutional type of asset management opportunities that only the high net worth or ultra high net worth investor once had access to. We now, through these aggregation tools, have the opportunity to provide some of that same institutional type of money management and do it in a way that provides for really high level risk management and coupling the portfolio with your risk tolerance, I think is critically important, because like I had mentioned earlier, you know, time in the market's not timing of the market. So getting in and out of the market tends to be a little futile. So I know that we're coming close to a stop, but I wanted to kind of go through a few different things that I can leave with people, I guess. And one of them is, like I said, focus on your time in the markets and not timing of the markets. Invest regularly and always, if I could give anybody any advice. Know the why. I mean, Marina had mentioned in your previous segment, you know, what's your why? Same situation. Why would you want to own this investment? And you should always understand the reasons behind that, whether it's, you know, this new work from home phenomena we're in, or whether you love Coca-Cola or you buy Procter & Gamble brands or whatever the case is. And then always remember that momentum is your friend, and as long as it continues, that's fantastic. But understand that you can get greedy and it can run you over. So try to stay out of the way. You never fight the Fed. So if the Federal Reserve is doing something, you need to pay attention to the Federal Reserve. They control our monetary supply here in the United States. And then most importantly, always maintain your liquidity. So investing is inherently risky. And you can mitigate that by ensuring that your portfolio has the ability to readily be converted to cash should there be anything go wrong in the markets or in your life or the need for any of those assets, that you can readily convert them to cash and or even just reallocate. So just a few things to remember along the way.
Well, I'm encouraged by your firms and your personal approach, where it seems like you are more hands-on, but you're also embracing the technology as opposed to fighting it and saying that I am the advisor, you need to do everything through me. By blending the two of those together, it seems like there's more an exchange and there's more information between the two parties. And also, you know, with all of these very easy, convenient tools that people now have and access to, there's a lot of danger in that. So people can make investments and thinking, oh, well, I'm not charged the old school $29.95 per trade for, you know, remember the Schwab days where every time you touch a button,
yeah,
you're like, how much money am I really losing by just making a trade? But then people don't really realize that there's a lot of risk there too, because it could be dangerous, because you know, like you said, you're in and out and you're kind of playing it as a game because it doesn't seem real because you're not touching the money. It's just on a screen. So I think that it's a good thing that you're blending the two together, because people need the information first and then see that there are some tools they can do on their own. But then again, you still need the expert in the mix to rely on for more information or for some guidance. And especially if you are dealing with large amounts or larger amounts, I know that I wouldn't be doing my own, because if you are dealing with that, you are busy making more of it. So you need somebody.
Right.
There's pros and cons, but I appreciate your guys' approach tremendously, because it's more realistic where you're giving the people information as opposed to making them feel that you're the guru and the being, and they need to,
That's right.
Like we were talking earlier, government, obey what I say, and then because those are the rules,
Oh, yeah. As we are making history as we speak, I mean, it's absolutely crazy. I mean, from the Capitol protest or gathering to this certification process, it's an interesting time, to invest. Consequently, we're hitting records in the markets on the major indices today, but people get complacent as well. So sometimes it's nice to have a differing approach. And as I mentioned earlier, we start with a detailed and deep dive into a risk assessment, so that we can actually pair up what we label as our family index number, which is the return you need in order to be successful in retirement through the time that you're investing, with the overall risk inherent in the market and as it responds or as it relates to the individual investors. So it's all about our investors. They're first and foremost.
And for all the ladies out there looking for someone to work with, yes, he's married, but he's good looking. So if you're going to work with somebody, you might as well have somebody who's nice to look at while he's telling you just lost some money. So that's
always thank you,
helpful.
Michelle. Thank you.
I want good news from good looking. I want bad news from good looking people. I'm okay with that.
Right. Exactly. Married to the CEO of Guilty.
And she's pretty too. So it's like, okay, you want to buy a house? She's pretty. You want to invest some money? He's pretty too. This is all right. I can do this. All right. This worked for me. Give your contact information, Gary, so people can get a hold of you.
They can reach me via email direct. That's the best way. And it's Gary@bridgelight.com. 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 Or check out our website at bridgelight.com.
Well, thank you so much for coming on, Gary. I appreciate it. I love that we have a husband and wife tag team partnership here on the platform. So make sure you book your spot for February, and then we can kind of see what's gone on since, you know, these next 30 days is going to be very, very interesting. So I'm sure you're going to have some great information for people and some insight as to what direction we're actually going to be headed, because a lot is riding on all of this. So thank you so much for coming on, Gary, and we'll talk to you next month.
Thank you, Michelle. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. All right. So interesting. We've got I love that we have this we have the financial guru on, too. Let's see what we're doing on the time. 12:29. All right. We are good to go. Let me go ahead. I am going to give you guys a commercial because it's time for a little. It's time for hearing something besides me talk.
Promos for a purpose.com.
Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
Promosforapurpose.com.
Promos for a Purpose kind of parallels what Marina was talking about, doing your personal brand. And since the movement is all about cause marketing and giving back to the community, we created Promos for a Purpose, which is a way for you to stand out from your competition and stay top of mind by promoting your purpose made easy. It's our everything done for you, purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience, providing small business owners, entrepreneurs, service providers, and even corporations with ways to support charitable causes and promote their brands at the same time. It gives your brand something to believe in, and we make it easier than ever to join this new movement. Like I said, it's transforming how businesses are operating, marketing, servicing the customers, clients, and the community. So just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Promos for a Purpose tab. It'll get you all the information. We'd love for you to become part of our community, part of this platform as a purpose-driven business so we can help grow your business and share why you are the best at what you do. Would love to have you. Some amazing people that are a part of this program. They're doing good, too. So it's a win-win for everybody. All right, we are at 12:31. I think we're going to bring on our next guest. Let me see where we are. Is Mr. Paul in the queue? He is. But before we do that, I just wanted to give you a quick little heads up. If you're interested in becoming a partner, being guests on the show, all you need to do to qualify, you got to be a good person. You got to be doing good business. You got to be doing good things. And that's it. If you go to the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, right there on the homepage, there's a big graphic. Click on it. It gives you all the information. You could schedule your spot, become part of the community, have a monthly episode, a segment, 7 minutes. And like I said, be around like-minded people. That's the whole purpose of the platform, is to bring together like-minded people, get all the information in one place. You don't have to search for it. You don't have to Google. You don't have to wonder how to get a hold of somebody. Who's good? Who's not? Who's a match for me? You can listen to them. You can learn about them. You can read about them, see if they're a fit. And this way, we're doing all the heavy lifting for you. Again, we're making it easy for you to find the people that matter and the messages that you need to know about. Bring on our next guest. Our next guest. Our next guest is a favorite of mine. He's been on the show before. I went on his show. He has his own show, Mr. Paul Vann. He's the founder of Wealth Building Academy and host of the Wealth Academy podcast. Audience, round of applause. What are they, sleeping on the job? See, this is what happens. Remember the problem I had with the elves when Santa dropped off the elves for December? They were here, and then they were drinking the hot toddies. So then, like, they were snoring. The one guy was running around with no shirt on. Two of them were in the back, like, sunning themselves because it was so warm. I mean, I just never know what to expect from these guys. So I apologize for the delay in the round of applause, Mr. Paul. How are you today, sir?
Hello, Michelle. How are you doing today?
I am good. I am good. Ay, ay, ay. So we are at 12:33 Mountain Time in sunny Arizona. And even though I was mentioning that was cold, it's colder in my house than it is outside. And you're
outside.
In Virginia. Yeah, outside it's nice and warm. Inside it's cold.
Uh-huh.
But then again, I don't want to ruin the cold, because as soon as it changes, then it's literally way too hot outside and inside. And as we mentioned, we don't like that air conditioning here, because we just hear that click and go, oh my God, my bill, it's $500. No. You're in Virginia. So it's
I'm here in the DMV, District of Columbia, Maryland, and Virginia.
Yeah. So
yes, I reside in Maryland. Yes.
Did you go down to any of the stuff yesterday? You just wanted to stay away from the crowds?
Stand out of the crowds. I have two children, so I don't want to put them at risk, of course, two teen kids. So primarily just want to I'm observing everything from the television.
And you know, some of the speeches and some of the headliners that I listened to yesterday, regardless of how you feel about anything, I mean, if you think there's no issues, I'd have to redirect you to our website. Go to the election fraud facts tab. There's a substantial amount, people. You got to pay attention. But some of the speeches
Michelle,
are just so inspirational.
Since I worked in the U.S. House of Representatives many years ago, I stay away from politics now.
Yeah, well, that's what I figured. Yeah, between your Pentagon days and your stories where you won't tell me anything because I'm on a need-to-know basis and I don't need to know, which is not cool to keep secrets when you know that I just want you to slip me something so I can be like, I knew it!
I understand. But how are you doing? Happy New Year to you and your community.
Oh, well, they appreciate it, and I appreciate it. Happy New Year. I'm a little slow starting. I feel like I haven't kicked it into gear yet, so I wanted this show to be a little bit more motivating, a little wake-up call to get everybody energized. So if they hadn't put their plans together or kind of got their head on straight, kind of lingering from the holidays, it's the 6th. It's time to kick it into gear. So with that being said, let's do a little talking about – you want to talk podcast first? You want to talk Wealth Building Academy? What do you feel we should start with?
Yeah, so let's talk about some wealth building itself. Given that we're here in the early part of the new year, 2021, I love that number. It's just so much better than 2020. And so now is the time for us to all start resetting our finances, getting everything ready. We have tax season coming up. It's effective January the 1st, so it's time for people to really start planning and putting their financial house in order as best they can, given the situation.
Yeah, and it's almost like, well, let's put it this way. A lot of the people that are coming to you, do you find that they really lost a lot in the past year, or is it that they're kind of just maintaining and they're looking for something different or some direction? It doesn't seem like, obviously there's a lot of people that have gone through a lot of hardship. I mean, there's no question about that. And with these continual issues and lockdowns, you know, it seems like you're going to get another round hit with maybe these people weren't affected before, if they were just hanging on. Unfortunately, it's not going to end well, but Do you find that a lot of the people that you're talking to, it's things for them are not as bad as what we're imagining in our heads with so many people, or is it bad?
Well, I'll make a relationship, and thank you for that great question, because this is the time of year to talk about it. I go back to 2008, 2009, when, of course, we had the Great Depression. I call it depression, but called a recession. Yes, it was a recession. But
well, it's only a recession, and you know
happening.
This. But you know, it's only a recession because of how stable and how strong our economy is. But if you're going to compare it to where we were back then, it was complete devastation. Okay, I mean, and there is no ifs, buts, or roundabout it. But it just sounds better to call it one thing. And of course, it's all about how we label something nowadays, and we create, we don't. The media and everyone else creates a definition for something, so it doesn't seem so bad. So that's my PSA. I have to always have like a PSA. And as I said the other day, it's not anymore a public service announcement. It's a piss service announcement. So we just want to clarify some things. That's all. So people put that into perspective. So I'll let you go, Michelle, from there.
You know, I understand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But what's happening is there are some comparisons between that period of time and now. A lot of people have lost their homes. Mortgage foreclosure is actually creeping up, and it's creeping up really fast for a lot of people. And then we see a lot of people, of course, with the health care, they really can't afford their health care anymore. So there are some things out there that are taking place that's not necessarily being reported, you know, in the news because of COVID-19. And so that's why I was referencing earlier that one of the things that we can do right now, everyone, is to assess where our finances are right now. And we know that the primary thing that everyone needs is good health care. Health care is the key. And then with the numbers of people, there are no hospital beds in some cities. And so a lot of people don't have a significant health problem like a COVID-19, and they're going in for something else, then likelihood is that getting a hospital bed is going to be a little bit tougher. And so the health care is number one. Number two is the housing, of course. Are they stopping people from being thrown out of the apartment? Are they stopping people from when they're losing a house? So that's another issue right there. And, of course, the third part of this trinity is food. If people able to get food, people able to eat. And so those are some of the things that I'm really telling people to start looking at that, make that assessment, get all of those bills out, find out how much you owe, call your creditors right now before things get worse so you won't get a lawsuit. Because I know in 2008 I was on television on a show called Mind Over Money, and what they would ask me was, what happens if a person has a lot of credit card debt and they get sued by one of the credit card companies or for a personal loan? They have to go to court, and then they're going to have to settle on whatever that particular debt is. But they will get sued. But if you get ahead of the process, you'll be a lot better. And likewise for the house, if you don't lose that to mortgage foreclosure, if you work out a plan as best you can to try to ride out this pandemic, then people will be a lot better off. And that's the parallel between both 2008 and 2020.
I'm glad that you brought that up, because when this whole COVID shutdown started back in March, we had a couple shows where we were talking about the importance of people being proactive to contact your creditors, your car companies, your mortgage companies, your car insurance,
personal
every single loan, person, even your utilities, any person that you or company you pay money to each month. And unlike 2008, this time it is, and I hate to say this, but I'm going to just use blunt terms. It's easy for them to work with you and either delay payments, make payment arrangements, get deferments, get forbearance, you name it. It's nothing like it was in 2008. So it is completely the opposite. Even if you look on every single website when you go to pay a bill, it's all over there saying, if you need help, just let us know. So be proactive.
Yeah.
If you've gotten to the point where you've made ends meet and it seems like we're going into another round of this ridiculousness, just spend a couple hours, contact every single person and get everything in alignment, because I'm telling you, I did it for myself back then. It was the easiest thing I ever did. It was a complete lifesaver. And I know people that are very successful that did the same thing, and it changed everything for them. So please contact everybody. I can't believe that we even have to have this discussion again. It's a great reminder. So thank you for bringing that up. Yeah. I thought I put that chapter to rest, but it's rearing its ugly head again. So I think we're going to have to do another show about it and start putting it into each show as a reminder of, get on the phone, guys.
Yeah.
It's important, but gosh.
And what I've decided to do this year, Michelle, as part of my podcast, is that I'm offering a free coaching session for people who register on my on a site that I have. And just like last night, I interviewed a young lady for about 30 minutes, and we were talking about money mindset as well as financial intelligence. And she had a lot of wonderful questions of how to become debt-free, financial freedom. So I'm offering that 52 weeks this year, all year, once a week on Tuesday, 5 p.m. Eastern time. And I bring a person on that has a financial issue or even inquisitive about something. So I'm bringing them on so that I can help them out with that process.
Oh, that is a great idea and a great service for people. And I know you're very talented at making some of these things that are very difficult or seem difficult seem easy and approachable for people. So give that information, Paul, so people can get
sure.
signed up for that.
Absolutely. They can go to www.wealthacademyprograms.com/enter, ENTER-2TO-WIN, WIN. All they have to do is register there, and their email will come through the system, and I'll set it up with them over Zoom, and we'll have a 30-minute discussion. And so I'm doing that for 52 weeks, and the first week started yesterday. So I'm doing
all year.
Giving back.
Everybody can jump on the train right away. They're not missing anything if they go on there today. So, Paul, I appreciate you coming on. I love that you are a partner on our platform. Your show is amazing. And if anybody wants to go to his show, we've made it easy. He's on our must-listen-to podcast list. So all you have to do, is go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. If you click on the Partners and Patriots tab, you'll see the drop-down right there. And then click on Paul's face. All you got to do is click on Paul's face, and then it goes straight to his site. So we're making it easy for everybody to get those messages that matter from the people they need to know about. And you are one of those people, Paul. So
yes, Michelle,
give the website again real quick.
I have to have you back on my show again.
I haven't listened to the full thing because it's like, I believe it or not, I don't like listening to myself, even though because I think it's because I talk to myself all day by myself.
It was great. That's all I can say. It was great.
Well, I have to listen to
you.
The full thing. So thank you for coming on. Make sure you book for February. And I will put the in this show's link, instead of your main website, I will put the link to the website that you just gave for the information, and all of it gets back to Paul anyway. So no matter what, you're going to be able to find him. And if you say you can't find him, then there's other people we need to have you consult with. And we have those experts.
Well,
they're on the platform. If you need that kind of therapy, we have that available too.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you so much, Michelle. And I look forward to connecting with you again and your community.
Sounds great, Paul. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you next month.
Okay. Sounds great. Take care. Goodbye.
All right. Well, you know, it's interesting that he brought up some economic issues and people, and then I can't believe that I have to have this conversation again about lockdowns and economic distress and people having to contact their creditors. So we started the Reopen America Resource Center back in March. I added so much stuff to it, then left it alone, and now it's like a herpes flare-up. You know what I mean? It's, oh, my God, it's just the worst thing. So it's time to start focusing on it again.
ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com. Are you struggling personally or professionally because of the coronavirus shutdown? Ready to grow your business and serve more customers and clients? Finally, there's a trustworthy website with resources, relief options, grants, support, and much more for small businesses, nonprofits, and individuals. One location with all the information. It's time to get back to work, life, and reopen America. Visit ReopenAmericaResourceCenter.com today, the ultimate resource platform to help you in every way.
So as I mentioned, I started this back in March, and I've added so much information to it. Some people have actually had podcasts on our show. All of the partners that you've been listening to on this series, they're all linked into there in the different categories, but some of the different organizations or networking groups or people that have not come on the show yet, I still have their information. It's all free. It's got virtual events, live events, LinkedIn groups, Facebook groups, networking communities, all things that are all over the country. all kinds of free information for personal development for your business. And now, unfortunately, we're going to have the links back on there for the grants, the PPP loans. So all of that's there. This is the whole purpose of this platform, is so that there's one location for all the information. You don't have to look around. You just have to just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, go to the Reopen America Resource tab. I put everything in a different categories. Click on that. And there's some, actually, there's a couple different new ones that I found there for small businesses. For I would say it's not even really a grant. It's the from the Barstool guy. I have that a link on the website. It's on the homepage and in there too. So there's some support out there for everybody. So go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the Reopen America Resource tab. Go in there. Start networking. There's tons of great information. We're just trying to help everybody out. And like I said, I can't believe we're going to have to go down this route again. But that's the next. Once we get through this election issue, that's the next thing we're doing, is we're going to focus on, with a lot of other experts and some famous people, and we're going to get this place open again, because everything that they're doing is not accurate. It's not true, and it's against the law. All right, we're going to bring up the next guest, and she's going to close out the show today, Ms. Shelby Bush. She is the chairman of We the People AZ Alliance, a citizen-driven movement that's holding our elect accountable. They're currently leading the recall petition for the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. Shelby has now become one of my newest best friends, because I could listen to her for hours. Shelby, how are you today?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, what you're doing is amazing. And you've got an event today. You're going to come back on Friday to give us an update on what transpired. I'm looking at live shots right now from the U.S. Was it the Capitol? It's amazing. I'd love to see the aerial. They're just doing the direct shot, but it would be like, you know, like a swarm of ants around a piece of, like a little crumb, you know, how like in those live documentaries where all of a sudden there's a swarm and then there's nothing left. That's kind of what it looks like. But I'm proud of people for doing, standing up, and I'm proud of people like yourself that are doing something against, you know, it's like they say you can't fight City Hall, but I kind of think this time around we can.
Oh, we absolutely can. You know, one of the greatest things our founding fathers did when they created this beautiful nation and our Constitution, they gave us remedy for when our government would get completely out of control. And many people, when they think of remedy and options provided, the first thing they go to is the Second Amendment. And while that is very important, and I absolutely endorse it, there's a lot of diplomatic steps that our founding fathers put into place for us as well. And the remedy and the power should belong to the people. And this movement that we've created is about empowering people to take government back and putting it back in the rightful hands of the American people. So one of those remedies that they provided us is the redress of grievance. Now, we've all redressed in grievance to the point where they've shut down their email systems, they've quit taking phone calls, and we've gotten no relief. So the next step is, how do we remove these guys from office? Well, that's where the recall box comes in, and we're looking to recall this board of supervisors because they violated our constitutional rights over and over and over again. While we sat back and allowed it, we screamed and we yelled for a few minutes, and then we put on our mask and we shut down our businesses and we complied. And now they're trying to take away the most sacred gift that was given to us by our founders, and that is our right to a free and fair election. And it's time that we stand up.
It's long overdue, but it seems like the problem is our leaders aren't standing up. And then there's not a lot of people that are willing to stand up against what we've all accepted as this ridiculous norm. So people like you are rare. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. There should be many more of yous out there doing something. Because people need that leadership, because they're not getting it. I don't even call elected officials leaders. I call them, you know, they might play a leadership role, but they're not leaders. There really is not. Maybe there's one or two federal level that I could say I have a tiny bit of respect for, but I've lost respect for almost every single one of the small amount that I did have. In Arizona, we could talk about that for days, but I did bring it up, and I brought it up in the show last at the end of the year. I had no idea how bad the corruption was and how inefficient and lazy and just embarrassing our elected officials are. And then I discussed it today, and that's why I created the election fraud facts tab on the website so people can actually contact their local and state and federal officials. I loaded up Arizona. I have your guys' petition on there so that they can click and get right to your website and even download the document, because I'm not going to sit here and do nothing. I can't. I love this country too much. I know you do too. That's why we hit it off. And there's enough of us now, I think, as long as you have some leaders like you, that we can make a difference. So do you want to talk about the event today? Or do you want to talk about petition? Because I've got about 4 minutes left.
Well, I think I want to talk about something a little different. I think you inspired me right now. You know, it's not just corruption that's the problem. It's cowardice, right? We experience cowardice on all kinds of levels. And we've got good elected representatives that are failing to show the integrity of standing up in the face of adversity. And that cowardice is harmful. An example of that is, look, we're going after the Board of Supervisors, and trust me, they deserve it, and we're doing it, and we're recalling them all. But ARS 411153 states that a witness who refuses to comply with a legislative subpoena may be resolution entered into the journal be committed for contempt. That means that a resolution put in by signed by the president or speaker and countersigned by the secretary or chief clerk, so what we're referring to here is Karen Fan and Eddie Farnsworth, have the power provided by our statute to hold the Board of Supervisors in contempt and have them arrested. The problem is that there's all kinds of legal jumble about how, well, the legislator must be in session and all of these other things. But let's face it, we're in uncharted territory. And if you look to Supreme Court law, the Supreme Court states that a legislative committee has the power to issue a subpoena. It must also have the ability to enforce compliance. Failure to enact a resolution of contempt would render the judicial committee impotent and hinder their necessary function to act on behalf of the people. So not only is it the right of our judiciary committee to act in this matter, it's their duty. But they're afraid. They're getting bad advice from bad attorneys, and they're not listening to the attorneys who stand on the right of justice. And they're cowarding, and they're using excuses. And so everybody is pointing the finger at everybody else saying, well, this isn't my problem to fix. Well, these people were elected, they work for us, and it's time that we the people say we aren't going to accept cowards. We're not going to accept the corrupt, and we're not going to accept the cowards. We're going to fight, and we're going to fight hard, and this recall of the Board of Supervisors is only the beginning. We together, as the people, collectively can stand. If we can get thousands of people down at the Capitol for a rally, we can get enough people to take our state back.
You know, it's interesting. Everything that you just said and the passion in your voice and the way that you explain what's going on and what our situation is, I watched way too much when it comes to politics. Where actually I stopped watching the mainstream media 2-3 weeks ago because I couldn't handle the lies anymore, that I knew more than them 2 months in advance. And I've not heard one politician at any level, state or federal, that had that passion in their voice or even explained things the way that you did. And you would think that it should be almost just the opposite. Like they should be having this conversation with every time that they're in an interview rather than not answering questions. So once you notice that there's that shift, that we're starting to pay attention more, means there's a huge problem. And if your politicians don't act the way that you're acting right now or that passion, they don't belong there, and it's time for them to go. Because I'm like, you're tired of it. I'm tired of it. I think 85 million people that actually did vote for Trump, they're tired of it too. And yes, it's about 85 million people. Just wait, it'll come out. So, do you want to give your website? What's the best way that people can take action, Shelby?
So the best way to take action is go onto our website. Sign up on our mailing list. It's www.wethepeopleazalliance.com. We can keep you informed, get you acted. We're an organization of action. We don't want you to sign up for the sake of reading our emails or listening to our YouTube chants. We want people that are willing to get up and to work hard for this country. Our founders gave their life. The least we can do is give a few hours of our time.
She just gives us a heads up. We override her because she has an English accent.
No problem. So, please take the moment. It's going to take all of us. This isn't a Democrat and Republican issue anymore. This is good versus evil. This is a matter of our republic. And so I urge you and I challenge you to get involved and to help us make a difference in our state.
I love that you're making people take a challenge to be accountable for their own personal responsibility, liberties, and freedom. Oh, my goodness. That is just brilliant. So, yes, I think that's what it is now. We're going to have a challenge because it's important. I don't think people are grasping the consequences of our inactions that we've allowed this to happen is what's going to transpire if things aren't corrected pretty quickly here. So you're going down there today. Give that real quick so people want to go down to the Capitol and show their support.
Sure. There's great activity going on. All of the hearings in Congress are being aired live stream at 4 p.m. A lot of great speakers are going to get up. Myself and Steve will be up speaking and talking to the people. You can come down, sign the petition, sign up to volunteer, pick up petitions. It's going to take all of us. So come on down to the Capitol. A lot of friendly fun. We can all share in the same anxiety as we watch all of this unfold.
Yeah, and we're gonna work together. Our platform is going to support you, and we're going to come up with a really hardcore action thing here to get everybody in motion, because I'm not going to sit here, and if anybody that is part of our platform that's here in Arizona, I'm not going to let them sit there too. And there's quite a lot of our partners that are here, so I'm going to engage them all because everybody needs to step up. It's time. So Shelby, good luck tonight.
We've been sitting for far too long.
Yeah, I was sitting at, and it's almost like when you sit in the chair, your ass gets real wide and you wonder why your pants don't fit. Well, you know what, people, it's time to get off our asses so that our pants fit, because no more excuses. This is it. This is the awake, everyone awake episode, and it's time that we start taking action and make some things happen, because if we don't do that, nothing's going to change. Good luck at the event tonight.
Amen.
We'll talk to you on Friday with an incredible update. I just got chills. So you, I love you for what you're doing. So thank you so much for taking the leadership role, because we don't have leaders, and we need people like you. So thank you, Shelby, and good luck today. And we'll talk to you on Friday.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, Shelby is, my gosh, she's not even an attorney. She's smarter than most of the politicians that you see on television, everybody. So this is something that we should all get behind and stand up for. We're going to, like I said in the beginning, we're going to take this back. We're going to, it's our job. There's too much on the line. So I want to just real quick before we end the show, I just want to give you a message from Mr. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger with the Health Ranger Report and Brighteon.com. He's the founder of that. He's one of our partners. And he's also on our marketplace platform.
We're all in this together for real. This, saving the republic, we are the answer to this. It's we the people. What we've really learned in all this is we can't rely on SCOTUS. We can't rely on the governors. We can't rely on the courts, right? Can't rely on the media, nothing. The only thing we can rely on is each other. Fellow patriots, we are the answer. We are the people who have come to save ourselves. we are the Kraken. And we, the people, will save this country together.
So I want a special thank you to all of our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their infos and episodes are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Go to the homepage, click the Partners of Patriots tab. Make sure you tune in Friday, January 8th at 12 p.m. Mountain Time. It's actually my birthday. I'm not even going to tell you the age, but I'll mention that on Friday, but I don't feel like that, and I don't look that way, so... it's not as bad. For another live episode of this segment, Purpose Driven Partners, and you'll learn some great tips and takeaways to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, make a difference, and much more. And why are we doing this? Why do we create this platform? To give you one location so you don't have to wonder and search and figure out who's contact this, who's that, and you know why? With that being said, if you can get down to the Capitol here in Arizona, go do it 4 o'clock. Join in with Shelby. We're going to get you much more information. She's going to give us an update on Friday. And pay attention to what happens in Congress today. It affects every aspect of your life and your future and the future of this amazing country. God, I get choked up every time. I guess that's a good thing. You're awake now, patriots. It's time to take action. Damn it. See what happens when you care too much? Make it a great day because you deserve it. Tune in Friday.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.